He's a hard taskmaster. Yes. Kate Stevenson, no relation. She made us all order local pizza during the week.
Oh,
so
tough.
We snapped to attention.
Boo-hoo. And everybody was so devastated.
Yeah.
It's been really fun in lockdown. We've been able to try all these lovely, fancy restaurants and places on the other side of town that you might not normally get to. Bit of work involved, yeah? Heat at home, heating things up in pans, dishes, plating them up nicely. So we decided, the other people that still need our support are the local takeaway joints, and we focused on pizza this week. Tell you what, you whack up on Instagram a question like, who's your favourite Beatle? And people go, meh. And you put up, what are the best pizza joints in Melbourne? And you cannot keep up with the responses.
Right.
So that's gone nuts. The calls have gone nuts on the line. Very quickly, let's talk about who the team nominated, starting with me. I went to my favourite joint, Pizza Di Sporto, which is at the Rifle Range Shopping Centre in Williamstown, referred to by us as Car Park Pizza because it's on the Woolies Car Park. Brilliant little gem hidden in plain sight, all DOP, DOC certified, Italians behind the jump, and the best pizza there is the Diavola, which we're talking, you know, the Neapolitan style, thin base, puffy crust, San Marzano tomato, mozzarella, cacciatore, roasted peppers, chili and capers, and whack some extra chili oil on it. Best pizza in the known world.
Where'd you go, Russ?
Well, I went to a couple of local joints, but the one I want to talk about is East End. And the East End is actually owned by Gorney, opposite the Rivoli Cinema there. And I, you would not be surprised by this. I ordered the Gorney. He has his own pizza. Got tomato, lamb. I wouldn't normally choose lamb, but because it was Gorney, I chose the lamb. Thyme, rosemary, capsicum, smoked scamosa. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I decided to try a place I'd never tried before. It was outstanding. It was a finalist in the 2018 Australian Pizza Competition, yeah, Championships, and I'm not surprised it was a finalist. Asari's Pizzeria, 1341 Burke Road, Kew. And I had a portofino, which has got hot salami, olives, mozzarella, tomatoes, and I added anchovies.
Oh, boom. Because you should very quickly, the nominations from Scorchy and Michaela. Scorchy went to Clay Oven in Kensington. He had the margarita because it's a classic and he says they're a cracker. Michaela went to Mozzarella Bar in Victoria Street, Seddon, and had their Positano, which has the tomato fiordalatte, hot salami, goat's cheese, pesto. Lots of hot sausage going around, wasn't there, this week, huh? Guys?
Thuds into the keeper's gloves and we move on. And when we say went to, we mean we ordered from.
Yeah.
Online. Righto, let's go. John, where are we going?
Morning, folks. Love your show. It's got to be Queen Katerina Pizza, it's called, on Wellington Parade, East Melbourne.
Oh, never heard of it. What are we ordering?
It's just a small little stall. Well, we had a couple, but the most delicious pizza they make has got to be their Queen Margherita. So fresh buffalo mozzarella with fresh basil, run by Italians. There's a short little Italian bloke that's hand stretching all the dough to order.
Good on you, John. The way you said mozzarella has me thinking you might be Italian too.
Exactly.
Kevin?
Yeah, Gabriella's Pizza, Kunung no Carnegie, smoked oyster to die for.
Oh.
I don't mind it. It's funny, I can't stand oysters, but I don't mind a smoked
second
oyster.
Second nomination on a for pizza. Gabriella's too.
Second nomination for Gabriella's. Josie?
Hi, Russ and Ross. I love you guys. I'm from an Italian background, so I know what I'm talking about. the best, this pizza place won second last year for the best pizza, that famous pizza competition which you just mentioned a second ago. Mm. They won that last year, second place. It is Johnny Boy's Pizza in Cheltenham Road, Keysborough.
Oh,
and on your
Johnny Boy.
John, now listen, we said that we weren't getting any nominations for the South. You're way south.
Right. Marine Parade Safety Beach, Bayside Pizza. Unbelievable.
Really?
John, thank you very much. We've got a million callers to get to. Does it have to be wood-fired? Is that a good head?
No, it can be absolutely anything. We like the dirty street
your one
pizza
was,
too.
Was it?
Mine was wood-fired.
Have a look at that.
Yeah. Damo-nominated pizza by the meter.
Oh.
Fake news. He says, fake news. I did not. Fake news, he says. That was pizza. I remember when that first opened in Lygon Street. It was called Pizza Al Metro.
No, he does say, as an Italian, 095 in Doncaster East.
Eric.
G'day. Cleland Pizza in Dandenong.
Cleland. Traditional traditional Italian surname.
That's the street.
Yeah, it's a street. A couple of Greek couple that run it, and the old boss's special.
The old boss.
Yeah, a couple of Greeks running a pizza house.
Yeah.
It was like the two chefs at Coco's at the Japanese restaurant at Crown, Kevin and Jimmy. they're Chinese. Jim, g'day.
G'day. King's Pizza in Borwick Square, Altona North, mate.
Oh, Borwick Square.
Do you know it? This is your neck of the woods.
You've got to try that.
Well, do you know what? I haven't been there because I was obsessed with the seaside, the flatbread kitchen there. So I'll get to King's Pizza instead.
Good on you. Vanessa.
T17 Pizza in Boxhill North.
T17, that's an unusual name,
isn't it?
It's because I think it's number 17 for Wall Street in Boxhill North. That's where it's come from. And I'll say to Damien, yep, 095 is okay because we can still go there because we're close enough. Unfortunately, T17 is slightly further away. We can't go there at the moment, but they win hands down.
Wow. Ooh, big call. Go.
Damien, what we need this morning is the Italian for 5 kilometre limit. Because you've got to... You don't have to order for one within a 5 kilometre limit, do you?
But if
you
want not to pick, if they deliver. If they'll deliver to you, it's fine.
If you want to pick it up, you do. Gary, where are we going?
We're going to Mamma Mia Pizza on Malvern Road.
Yeah.
Matt Preston and his family go there quite often too.
Yeah, that was probably the first pizza joint I ever went to, that one.
Oh.
Yeah. I like that. This will be the new
one, I think, in Melbourne.
This will be the, what was the first one? Toto's.
Yeah. And then Mamma Mia.
Righto. Good on you, Gary. And Matt Preston goes there. It's a bit like, remember what they used to say about every suburban Chinese restaurant in Melbourne? The chef used to work at the Flounder.
They still do. Right. They still say it. I've seen a place near Mum and Dad's where that's the exact claim.
Right. Well, the more modern manifestation of that will be, is that restaurant any good? Matt Preston goes there. Dean.
Leonardo's Pizza Palace in Carlton. The best margarita in Melbourne, hands down. And not only is it the best, they give you a special sauce to dip the crust in. So you
what?
Don't
oh,
have that's... a look at Scorchy, because Scorchy will have had the margarita there. What does he say? Is it
have you had
up,
it there?
Scorchy?
That's a good innovation.
His response was to give a thumbs up at half mast. he loved it. Hey, Max.
G'day there. Yeah, I've been going to these places for over 20 years, Herbs in Carnegie.
Herbs.
I love that.
Herbs Pizza.
Don't you love that? I think that gets the best name for me.
Best herbs in history.
Oh,
Herb Cohen wrote the book on negotiation.
Herb Elliott.
Oh, Herb Elliott, he wins. We have compiled your suggestions from throughout the morning, but you can still nominate via our Facebook page. Head to 3AW Breakfast, 24 after 8.
Altona North, mate.
So today's fresh cases is 11, so we've got $27 left and we've got to make it last 10 days. Mm. Regionally?
Regionally, we got some suggestion as well. Earth and Soul Pizza in Bairnsdale, which I've been told is fabulous. The Winery Kitchen in Emily Street, Seymour. And the Captain of Aries in Aries Inlet. So have a look on the website and the Facebook page. We'll keep the conversation going there.
Very nice, Kate. And of course, you and I will be back at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, yes.
For a movable feast.
Beauty.